coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. It's the Grill Sergeant John Largent bringing you episode number 113 of our little virtual tailgate party we've been doing now almost 3 years in the form of a podcast, and we're excited to have you here during this holiday week. The show's going to be a little different this week. We're going to just talk some shop, I guess. We're going to make sure that you guys understand what's going on in the world of Tailgate Radio. Excited about some new changes that are going to be taking place. And we may throw in a bonus interview before the end of the show. So I hope you're enjoying time with friends and family during this holiday season. As we come to the end of the college football season, the regular season, we're starting to see how things are going to shake out. Easy for me to say, shake out. And there's going I feel like there's going to be some controversy there when it comes to the committee in a couple of weeks deciding who are going to be the top four finalists, the final four for the playoff system. I still don't know why we don't do what the FCS does. It used to be the NCAA AA division, where they have a 16-team tournament. Now, one of the things I've heard, and we'll get back to the other stuff in a minute. I want to go off on this for a little bit. One of the things I've heard is that we have to be cognizant of the student's safety. The longer the year grinds, the more, and I don't know if this is true or not, but the more careful they have to be about injuries after a long season. I get that part. But the fact that the NCAA Division I AA or the FCS has been doing this for years, they're student athletes, they're scholarship athletes. Are we not concerned about their health? I think it's a little, you know, obviously at the end of the day, it comes down to money and how the NCAA views the bowls. And look, I love going to bowl games. I love seeing bowl games. The number of bowl games that happen between, say, December, I think, 12th, 13th, somewhere in there, when they kick off and there's a bowl game every day through New Year's, I love that. Teams I never get to see, I get to see. Exotic destinations like the Bahamas Bowl or the Idaho Humanitarian Bowl. Yes, I know those are diametrically opposed, but you get what I'm saying. So, again, I don't know how that system, you know, I in the business world, I always say, if you come to me with a challenge, come to me with a solution. Because I believe that's, you know, I'm all for hearing new ideas. And I'm here for identifying challenges. And most of the time, just so you know, when you complain to your boss, or if you're a small business owner, or a big business owner for that matter, and you see that there are challenges, and you ask your brain trust, or they tell you what's going on, it's always best to bring a solution when you have a challenge or have a complaint. So I don't know that I have a solution to this other than expanding the playoffs and getting more involved, because four just ain't enough to determine. You know, you look at a team like Oklahoma, for example, and Oklahoma State for that matter. I mean, they're on win streaks. I think more so for Oklahoma. I'm not sure about Oklahoma State, but just using the Big 12 as an example, I think Oklahoma's rattled off 7 in a row at this point. They win the next 2 weeks and go into Bedlam with an 8-game win streak, and they win the Big 12. You know, the thing about the NFL is you can have a team go 9-7 and get hot at the right time and run the table. I think I remember a few years ago. I don't remember how many years ago, but I remember a few years ago, Pittsburgh barely got into the playoffs, ended up winning the Super Bowl. I think that's the year they had the Super Bowl in Detroit. So anyway, it's going to be interesting to see, especially if teams do what they're supposed to do, but even more interesting if they don't do what they're supposed to do. I mean, Alabama should be a shoe-in. I think even if they lose, which is not going to happen, but even if they lose the SEC championship game, and it'll probably be Florida, I don't know, but I think so, they're in. They've been the most dominant college team all year. And then I don't know the rest. You know, you could say Penn State, you could say Michigan, you could say Ohio State. And that's where it becomes interesting. Because Penn State is probably going to be playing for, if they get through this week, they're probably going to be playing for the Big Ten championship. And it'll probably be against Wisconsin. Penn State was drubbed by Michigan, but they beat Ohio State. And a lot of people are arguing that the Big Ten has the toughest conference in the nation this year. Because let's face it, the Southeast Conference is down. Southeastern Conference is down this year. But it does have Alabama at the top of the heap. But that being said, if the Big Ten is indeed the toughest conference, and let's just play it out a couple of weeks, and let's say that Penn State wins the entire thing, wins the conference. Are you telling me that Penn State, as the Big Ten champion, and having beaten Ohio State, who everyone thinks is going to get in, is not worthy? I'm just saying, the logic there, especially when we've seen in the past how important, at least the perception from the NCAA championship committee has been on conference championships. So it'll be exciting to see. It'll be controversial. A lot of people will be left out and be left in the cold. And it will play out like it plays out. And I think until they expand it, and you know, that's the slippery slope. Well, how far do you expand it? Does it go from 4-8? Does it go from 4-10? Does it go from 4? You know, the NCAA, again, the FCS has seemed to work for the most part forever, for a number of years. I think where it comes down to the problem, as I said earlier, is the money and the bowls. You know, how do you disperse those bowl games and keep a tournament format? So we'll see how that works out.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich, no. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richmond from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and beat mightily.
You can find all of the interesting items from Tailgate Radio over at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also go to Twitter. We're big in the Twitter world. We've got about 50,000 followers and growing. And we love your input, whether it's a recipe, whether it's your... Tell us, who do you think the final four should be? We like to hear that. We like to share that with the Tailgate Nation. And we, you know, if you look at our website, it needs a little bit of help. And so one of the things I'm excited to talk about, and I'll go into this more a little bit next week too, is we're going to be in the process of reformatting what we do. And what I mean by that is we're going to continue with the weekly podcast. That's not going to change, except for how we present it. I think we're going to do some more magazine-type formats. We may do some features. We may do some opinion pieces. And, of course, we're going to continue with the great interviews that we've had over the last year. We're going to try to expand that and bring more people in the sports world. We're doing a pretty good job with the culinary world, with the celebrity interviews. But I really want to bring more people in on the sports side. And we've had some great sports personalities on the show. People like Jake Plummer, Icky Woods, Reggie Rivers. So we've done those things. But I think as we move this show forward and really take the next leap, we're going to really try to listen to you better. We listen. You know, I'll tell you, one of the challenges for us is the sports folks that we're interested in, so are a million other people. And it makes it difficult for us to book our show when we're not on a big four-letter network or... you know, we're a production company out of South Texas in San Antonio. We're not necessarily on one of the coasts in LA or New York, and so our challenge is sometimes is getting enough street cred out there to have people take a look at us. We've got a great listenership as far as podcasts go. We have a great listenership, but I think there are some late adopters, some laggards. Laggards, I think, is the correct term. They're late to the show when it comes to podcasting. So we're going to continue to try to ramp up the quality of our guests as we move this show forward. But we're also going to be doing some video features over at our website, and we're going to be starting a new YouTube channel as well, where we're going to be doing some demonstrations of new products. We're going to be doing some recipes. We're going to be out and about with the camera more, and we want you to be a part of that. So we're excited that that's going to be going on at Tailgate Radio. And as you're listening to this, and hopefully you've gotten your fill of turkey dressing, stuffing. Do you call it dressing or do you call it stuffing? I know they're two different things, but a lot of people don't. What do you call it? But as you're doing that and you're watching football, and do we need three football games, three NFL games on Thanksgiving? Detroit and Dallas, I get it, but this late game thing. And then there are several colleges that are playing on Thanksgiving. And no, I haven't forgotten about you in the NASCAR nation. NASCAR, to me, I love going. I love going to live races. I don't get to do it very often. But the point system and the chase and some of that confuses me. I've had Dawn Murphy on to try to explain it to me before. She is probably one of the preeminent, easy for me to say, NASCAR commentators out there. But it's still confusing to me. I think once you're eliminated from contention, you shouldn't be able to race anymore. And at the end of the season, if there are two guys driving, I say go old school Ricky Bobby and, you know, have a fight to the death. I mean, that's my opinion. I know that's probably insane for you serious race connoisseurs, and I don't mean to oversimplify NASCAR, but I think that it's a fine sport. It's a part of Americana. I love NASCAR. It's a long season, though. It starts a week or two after Super Bowl, and they have their Super Bowl the first week, which I think is really cool, Daytona. Then it goes to November. So that's it for me as far as NASCAR. I only know enough to be dangerous, but I know that the season is has been a good one, and people are remounting and retooling for next year. And motorsports in general, you know, I live near the Formula One track in the Austin area. It's a huge complex. And they do other things out there. They do concerts. They do motocross. The X Games have been out there. So they try to utilize that facility that was funded, I think, primarily by former Minnesota Vikings owner and San Antonio car magnate Red McCombs. But from what I hear, that facility is really struggling. Is that the case across the country with locations that have tracks and speedways? I don't know. It just seems like a ton of overhead to keep those places running when there are a limited number of races that are taking place. Yes, this is the official aimlessly meandering section of the show this week on Tailgate Radio. And one of the reasons why is I am relaxed at home this week. I don't have an agenda. I don't have a call sheet in front of me. It's just me talking. And as I reflect on what we've done this year, we've accomplished some really good things with Tailgate Radio. First of all, I want to thank the staff at Game Day Media who have made this year what it's been, successful. So I'm thankful for them. I'll give you a few names. I'm thankful for Bill Trevor. Bill Trevor is part of our Boston location, Boston, Massachusetts. Bill oversees all of our social media. Has his own company as well. It's called Web Smart Advisors. I would suggest that if you have any social media needs or want to grow your business, to reach out to Bill. Even though he works with us here at Game Day Media, he's got his own consulting firm and has been wildly successful. And if you go over to his website, you'll see some of his clients in the sports world that he has done some amazing work with over the years. He's also a former member of the military. So I'm thankful for his service to our country. And you should go over and check him out at websmartadvisors.com. Bill Trevor. I'm also thankful for our production staff, Michael Thomas, who does some of the editing, some of our script work, some of our post-production, our facilities here in the shadow of the Riverwalk, downtown San Antonio. Thankful for him and his crew, Nick, Cade, Jen, couple of the interns, Callie, Trixie. Yeah, I know those sound like dog names, but they're a good crew. They're a very good crew, and I'm thankful for them as well. So I'm going to wrap this episode up just by thanking everybody for listening to this rant on this holiday weekend and understanding that we know that you've got a lot of choices when you listen to podcasts, when you make that download. And we realize, after doing this for 113 episodes, that we're ready to make a few changes. We've listened to your feedback. We've listened to your requests. And we'll be making those changes. And we're excited about it. You know, it's easy to get stuck in a rut, whether it's at your job, your marriage, relationships in general. You can get stuck in a pretty comfortable rut. And I'm not saying we've been in a rut, but our show needs a little refresh. So over the coming months, you'll start to hear some things that we're going to be doing. And then we're shooting for a March 1 reboot of Tailgate Radio. We're probably after the Super Bowl, we're going to take a few weeks off. We'll probably have some of our shows that have been in the can. What that means basically is that we've pre-recorded some interviews with some folks that we haven't yet aired that were primarily saved to air when we go on vacation, when we do things like that. And so we'll probably air those during the month of February and maybe a couple of weeks into March. But we're shooting for a March refresh of Tailgate Radio. And I can tell you, we're looking for some contributors. If you are head of a tailgate crew, if you're a game day chef, or even if you're a real chef, and what I mean by real is that you do that for a living, and it's not a vocation. A vocation is a hobby. I think that's right. Vocation is a hobby. Yeah, occupation is job. Vocation is hobby, I think. So if you have any interest in being on our show, and if you have a Skype account, give me a buzz over at Tailgate Radio. DM me, friend me, or like us, or how, I don't even know what that's called, but if you can connect with me, or you can reach me at john@gamedaymediainc.com, and you're interested in contributing to Tailgate Radio, we would love to listen to your ideas. You know, as I was talking about earlier, you know, we're talking about a refresh. Well, what does that mean? To me, it means getting more people involved that have a stake in the world of tailgating. And by steak, I don't mean ribeye or porterhouse. I mean STAKE. And I'm so if you would kindly reach out, I would certainly appreciate it. And the other thing I want to say real quickly is we've had some amazing sponsors this year, and I'm thankful for them as well. We couldn't do this show without our sponsors. We've heard some great feedback from people that have gone to the website of our sponsors, who've purchased from our sponsors, who have become clients of our sponsors, including me. I've become a client of most of our sponsors. You know, they think, a lot of times you think, well, you get a radio show, you get this stuff for free. Well, we might get a taste of something for free. But that's the hook, is when you sample a product that is a sponsor. First of all, I don't like to sponsor anybody that I don't believe in. I think that's cheap. I think that's taking the easy way out. And I don't do that. So everyone that's ever been a sponsor on this show, I have been a consumer, a client, a member, because then I can talk about their product in an honest and open way. And so I'm very thankful for our sponsors. We've had a number of sponsors. Our big title sponsor throughout the fall was Coors. Love the Coors. I'm looking at a can of Coors right now on my desk. I tend to have a representation of my sponsors on my desk or on my wall. So I'm thankful for them. The All Day IPA. Love those guys. Harry's, Bombas, Casper. Had some great sponsors. And I want to thank them for helping to keep the lights on here at Game Day Media. You really mean a lot to the show, and we certainly do appreciate it. Folks, when we come back next week, we're going to have a best of show. I'm going to pull from the archives some of the best interviews we've had with inventors, authors, anyone that's written or produced something that promotes tailgating. We're going to have a best of next week. So stick around for that, because some of these we have aired segments of them in the past. Some of them we haven't. Some of these are from our vault. And so we think you'll really enjoy that. And I look forward to bringing you that show next week as we, I'm going to be traveling. So one of the reasons why we're doing that is one is because I'm not going to be available when I do my normal recording session. And two, to give you some additional insight and some expertise from people that know what the hell they're doing and are going to make your tailgating experience even better. So for everybody here at Game Day Media and Tailgate Radio, as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road, everybody.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.